you've heard of Yellowstone and Yosemite, but tried naming the state of Vermont's only national park? We'll go there and share the story of why it's so important on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Yeah, well come on.
Today's
come
a good on. Day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause we know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it night and day.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
George Perkins Marsh is recognized as the father of the modern conservation movement. He saw the rapid deforestation and soil loss around his farm in Woodstock, Vermont. His book, Man and Nature, was released just before the Civil War. The farm was purchased by conservationist Frederick Billings and then passed to one of his granddaughters, Mary Rockefeller. The Rockefellers provided most of the funding that transformed the town of Woodstock, Vermont, into the tourist attraction it is today.
They paid to have the power lines in downtown buried. It keeps it look like a quaint kind of New England village that way. They paid to have many of the historic buildings restored. They bought and restored the Woodstock Inn, the big hotel here in town. They also started the Billings Farm and Museum across the street in 1982 as a private, nonprofit working dairy farm.
The Rockefellers also ensured that the historic farm would be preserved for all Americans, something the family is known to do.
Creating national parks is nothing new for the Rockefeller family. Between Lawrence and his father, John D. Jr., they either created or expanded more than 20 national parks in the United States. A few of the names that might be familiar: Acadia National Park in Maine, Big Bend down in Texas, Grand Tetons in Wyoming.
Ed Sharon is a ranger here. He says visitors come to examine the importance of conservation for all of our lands.
Historic tours of the mansion, which essentially explore the history of the conservation movement in the United States today, you know, through the stories of the families and also through the collections in the mansion. When the Rockefellers donated the house, they donated everything that was in it, which includes over 500 works of art.
The farm is Vermont's only national park, Marsh Billings Rockefeller National Historical Park. Traveling the countryside in Woodstock, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCray.